evening, and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. My name is Malika Pryor Martin, and I am the Communications and Development Officer at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Coulson, our director, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget to take us with you when you're on the move and traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also go to the app or Play Store and download TuneIn Radio to listen to us. Tonight in the studio with me are some wonderful guests. Miss Farah Ali, who was a Session 1 camper at the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp this year at the National Art Gallery, one of our educator, instructor, artist, curator extraordinaire, Miss Jody Venice, and of course, our education officer at the National Art Gallery, Ms. Katrina Cartwright, who was also one of our instructors, designed the curriculum for the camp, and is a fabulous artist in her own right. So we are in the studio today, first and foremost, to talk about what's been going on at the NAGB, because that's what I always talk about whenever I fill in for Amanda as host. And per the usual, there's lots happening. Very recently, we just concluded our summer camp, which was a really exciting time. We served, hosted at our lovely space, the Villa Doyle, top the hill and West Hill and West Street. 90 students, 90 wow. campers over the course of 6 weeks. Lots of information, lots of work, lots of fun. I distinctly recall some karaoke, water days, house games. So some classic camp fun. Everybody's like giggles. But classic camp fun, but then also the real focus, which was the art. And so I'm going to have Katrina talk first and foremost about how the curriculum sort of came into being, because the camp has been around for a while, and it was redesigned in 2015 by our community outreach officer, Abby Smith, to incorporate a more representative body of campers and also to increase the number of campers who could be touched and really could engage the camp. However, one of the additions this year was a particular kind of structure and a way for us to fuse in an interdisciplinary way other elements of Bahamian culture in some really specific ways and from some really interesting perspectives as the young people were creating their art. And Katrina was the person that really sort of brought that to life and gave it structure. So Katrina, tell us all about how that came into being.
Thank you, Malika. So it was really not as much of a light bulb moment as I would like it to be. Last year, we had a wonderful permanent exhibition that was co-curated by Jody Menes, who's in the studio right now, called From Columbus to John Canoe.
Yes.
And after walking through that exhibition, I really enjoyed the strong historical nature of the show, really enjoyed how it spoke to our history. You know, we understand that we don't learn enough of our history. We're not taught enough of our history. And what better way to learn more about your history than through art and through the lens of the artists who have created work during a certain period or in reaction to certain events.
Yeah.
And after consulting with the community outreach officer, Abby Smith, we decided to take a more historical approach to our summer camp this year. And we used the theme, A Journey Through Time. That was the final iteration. Of course, we went through several iterations before we decided on something that we really liked.
Yes.
But it's A Journey Through Time, and we looked at Bahamian history. We tracked Bahamian history from the Lucayans straight up and through to tourism. So it got a little political, just a little bit.
Maybe. Socially conscious.
Yeah, right. Very socially conscious. Because the other thing we have to keep in mind, too, is that our children know what's happening around them.
Yes. Right.
They just need to have context, and they need to understand why things are happening the way they're happening or why events have unfolded the way they have unfolded.
Sure.
So that they can have a better idea of how to move forward and how to make decisions in their lives. And, you know, our hope is that this camp will one day influence them in a major life choice one day, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, even in the way they treat other people. Because understanding the camp is not just about learning about Bahamian history, is also learning about how, about social interaction.
Sure.
About problem solving, about conflict resolution, and even about looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Very important. So we had a lot of team activities based on that. So it was a really exciting curriculum. I thought it was exciting. There were a lot of different activities. So every child who went through the camp had the opportunity to experiment with different art forms. Mm. They had the opportunity to work with paint, to try their hand at some printmaking, to work with collage, to make some sculpture, to use cardboard, some traditional junkanoo costume making techniques. They got to use plaster, get really dirty, because art is not fun if it's not dirty.
Exactly.
Clean kind of dirty, parents. Clean kind of dirty.
But true creativity happens when you're willing to just dive in and see what happens. And the children were definitely encouraged to do that by their instructors. And I commend the instructors for taking the activities that were outlined for them and really customizing them to their own teaching methods as well. And also the classes themselves, because every class is different. Every child learns differently. And you really have to change your approach so that that child gets the most that they can from it. So we focused on the Lucayans, the Lutheran adventurers, slavery, colonialism. We took some field trips, went down to the Pompey Museum. Wonderful tour there. Learned so much. Great interactive
activities. Shout out to Antiquities.
Yes, definitely. Antiquities has been so helpful. We went to Clifton Heritage Park, got a wonderful tour there as well. And then the children in the final session got the chance to go on a historic Nassau tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we went from Fort Flynn Castle to Fort Charlotte, to the Queen's Staircase.
Yes.
We're able to watch a live reenactment at Fort Charlotte, and they set off some cannons, apparently.
Yes, they did. It happened.
And the curriculum really encompassed all of that, because the best way to learn is through experience.
Definitely.
It's not just through talking. It's not just through writing. It's through trying new things, seeing them actually happening, and going into different spaces and really experiencing as much of that history as you possibly can. And we were very conscious of that when the curriculum was designed. Now, all of that work that was made by these 90 campers is now displayed in the gallery.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And a lovely exhibition in our project space that's up till the end of the month.
Yes.
So, of course, we encourage anybody who wants to see the work, who's curious
the fruits
about
of their labor,
the kind of work that they made during the summer camp. Maybe you're thinking about having your child come next year. You kind of want to see what kind of projects they'll be working on, to please come and visit us. But really, it's not about the show. It's just the end result. It's just a space where the children can show everything they've done.
It's really the showcase.
Yeah. It's really the showcase, but it's not what the camp was all about. The camp was not about making work for a show.
Right.
The camp was about the experience, about learning, about trying new things, about working together. We had a lot of group projects as well.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's about social interaction. So the curriculum, when we designed it, when I was working on it and consulting with my colleagues, we are very conscious of the different experiences we would like the children to have at the summer camp.
So as an instructor, Jody, how did you, and someone who's an artist, right? So, I mean, obviously you have a passion and interest in Bahamian history and culture, but your focus is art. So how did you then take the curriculum, which of course blended the two, but then you still had to produce the work, right? You had to get the kids to do whatever it is that they needed to do. So how did you utilize the curriculum, and how did you work to facilitate that process in the course of, in the course of working in your classes?
Well, as Katrina said, I think most of the counselors, like myself, who were there, took the curriculum as sort of a outline, in a sense, not necessarily a Bible, but an outline as to how to do certain things. And I taught the 9 to 11 age group, and I think I had about 25 students in total over the course of 6 weeks. And It was interesting, because you, as a teacher, you have sort of an expectation of what you would like the work to be.
Sure.
Like, okay, A plus B equals C, because that's what I'm going to take them through. But A plus B, add a little F, will give you Z. So that's how and that's basically how it happened. We had students there who some students who were very interested in art, they just wanted to just be there because they were like, oh my God, this is so great. I want to be an artist when I grow up. And there were other students who weren't sure about it. They had some interest, but they weren't sure. So I think the biggest responsibility was trying to balance that, trying to balance the lesson so that it's very engaging for the ones who are overly interested and more engaging for the ones who you have to pull along in a way. I remember the, and Farah could attest to this, the biggest, I think, culmination or manifestation of that was our canoes. So in the curriculum, it said make life-size canoes because, of course, the Lucayans utilize canoes for transportation and different things of that sort. So when I thought life-size, I was like, okay, bodies have to fit in this, so we're going to go huge. And
Go big or go home.
Yeah. And the students looked at me like, Miss Jody, I don't understand. Like, it has to be this big. And I was like, yes, it says life size and has to be life size. And it was a group project. So the students did help me cut it out. They had helped us put it together. They were using all kinds of different materials. Like, they were very responsible. And I think just watching them work together and how they problem solved that together, like, they took ownership of each of their canoes. So the boys had one, the girls had one, and they did one together. I think that was very interesting to see those who took charge and those who just, they followed, but they knew that their role was not subservient to the other roles. And I thought that that was a very great interaction to witness. And what I would also say is that when you have students who are eager to learn, it makes the job so much easier because they just want to soak up all the information.
Sure, they're already vested at the very, very beginning.
Right,
so you don't have to convert them or convince them.
Right, and the historical aspect of it, I love Bahamian history, I love art history, and I think, of course, you can't have one without the next, so I really took the opportunity to give them facts. Like, this is facts. In 1492, this happened. Who lived there before 1492 was so-and-so, and these are the things that are happening. And what was also very great was the critical levels that the kids were thinking at that time. I didn't have to tell them about all of Columbus. They knew about all of Columbus already, and then they challenged me on that as well. They were like, Miss Jody, well, why didn't you mention that this happened? And I'm like, well, you tell everybody what happened then. And then it became like discussions and a dialogue was created, and they were very aware of history. And the ones who weren't aware, they were also very curious to what more. Tell me more. Sure. I need to know more. And I think having them learn about that and then translate that into their artwork was a very, I think, brilliant way to meshed it to, and I think the curriculum this year was very brilliant in doing that. And I was very happy to see how they not only did it in a very representational way, but how they abstractly relayed their feelings about certain parts of Bahamian history.
So Farah, we're going to go ahead and bring our campers, because the campers, of course, were the stars of the camp and the focus of the camp. They're the reason for the season. So how did you enjoy making your canoes with your fellow campers in the 9 to 11? Because Farah was actually one of Ms. Jody's students.
Yes.
In session one, I believe. So how did you enjoy making your canoes and creating art at camp?
It was really fun. I got a lot of paint in my hair, though.
It comes out. It's washable paint.
Yes,
it comes out.
Also parents, all things water-based.
It was difficult to come up with a really cool design for it. There's an ocean at the bottom and hearts on the inside, a star on the outside, and Kefri's flurry at the bottom of it.
So, like I said, they had a lot of group projects. I pushed group projects a lot in session one. And I think Farah then touched on it, that most of their work was like an amalgamation of different designs. But I think they pushed through it really, really well.
Well, at this point, I think that's a wonderful punctuation. We are going to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about history and education and sort of where we go from here, how as artists, as educators, and as institutions, we can continue to support kids and young people. So you are listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. Blank Canvas is the show. I'm Malika Pryor-Martin, filling in for Amanda Coulson, the regular host, and we look forward to seeing you back in just a few minutes.